Hello everyone, my name is Jill. I go by Vietnam Angel and M Viet on social media platforms. Everything I say is true and I solemnly swear that everything I say is nothing but the truth. I have 7 minutes to debunk on the myth, the legend, the podcast series. And in these 7 minutes, I have to debunk my life. I'm back in, and that was a 1 minute introduction of my song Black and Yellow, where black and yellow is the new limelight. I have 6 minutes left on the clock, and I will either have guest appearances or speak on my behalf, where all of this is unwritten content. This is the myth, the legend, the podcast. Because this is the first episode, I will give a little introduction to who I am and what I do. I go on these platforms as M Viet, which stands for She is Vietnamese or She Writes, but I also go as Vietnam Angel on many platforms because that is my rap persona, and my rap persona can be found on Rap Fame as M Viet and The Hancock because I am obviously a dick. I'm just kidding. I am 100% female. Or at least I believe so. And I say this with the lightest terms because I will eventually be stepping on toes. I have reason to believe that although I am not God, the man upstairs, or whatever he is, she is, it would be blasphemous to call myself the Almighty God because I fear God. I believe I am an entity that the government has their eye on and protected as an individual. I do not believe that I am narcissistic, where I may have the language or rhetoric that might seem so. And although I am diagnosed as a schizophrenic, I do not have hallucinations, I do not have auditory hallucinations, and there are no way do I have visual hallucinations. No, I don't believe in the chosen million, I believe in the chosen one, where I have been closely watched by the government. Every step, every breath, every thought I take is being monitored. So, yeah, I am aware of what is happening behind the scenes. I am aware that I am surrounded by military personnel, social engineers, pseudo-actors, and people I thought who were out to hurt me. And although I believe that my story could cause an uproar, they will either silence me like MLK or censor me in some way so that I am not seen as a terrorist. If this passes the blue check, I'm here to tell my story as if Jesus was brought down to earth. And I'm not saying that I am Jesus, but I have lived his life as I am a Catholic woman who believes in the healing of the Bible. And it's funny because if I pass this blue check, I don't know what will happen to me next. I am not the clickbait articles you read online. I am not the clickbait videos you watch online. In fact, I'm going to take that back. I am the beast of the industry. I am the source. I am... Everything you read online is about my life. And who am I to say that you are irrelevant or don't matter? Because I'm pretty sure in some way you do. And that you may exude some type of character defining aspect that makes you feel as if you are main character. But let's just say I was main character. Were you put in a psych ward? And which psych ward? Then congratulations, you are considered as one of God's strongest fighters. But are you the chosen one? And if so, can you debunk me and tell me why I'm not the chosen one? Because I am 100% sure that I am the all-seeing eye, the Illuminati that the music industry, the film industry, the Hollywood that you see online, that you read online, is my life. Were you put in many experiments that you are aware of? Because if you are in an experiment, then how did you get out of it? And did it end up in a lawsuit? Because I'm not sure if we are living in a world where this is the Hunger Games or Divergent, where there might be other people who are in danger and I might have to find a lawsuit that is a class action lawsuit. I'm here to hear your stories and your walk of life. And my last question is, are we living in a supernatural world, a paranormal simulation or psychic world, ESP, or if even time travel exists? Is this some Benjamin Button case where we age forward and backwards? Or am I supposed to save the Earth by learning how to time travel, by building a portal to another dimension or some sort of high technological advancement that is already seen in the Far East movement? Okay, so I didn't debunk anything in this episode, but 7 minutes is almost up, and I'm here to tell you that I am the myth, the legend, the entity that the government has their eye on. And let's say Jesus was to come down on Earth, and he was supposed to save us all. Don't you think they would put him in the psych ward? That's the very first thing the government would do to an unknown entity. And why is Jesus black? As told by Vladimir Putin, who found a tabernacle somewhere in the Far East movement. You know what's in the Far East? Asia. Vietnam. Next time, where I will debunk everything that is in the Vietnamese language, and the real reason as to why I believe we went into war in Vietnam. Don't you think Vladimir Putin was a little bit too happy when he found out that Jesus was black? It's obviously a one-world government that we're all living in. And where I live in currently is obviously a umbrella for a safe haven for me. This is The Myth, The Legend, The Podcast. See you next time.